Good morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. President Reagan is expected to meet again this morning with Judge Robert Bork, who had told friends he planned to decide after a good night's sleep whether to press for a Senate vote on his apparently doomed Supreme Court nomination or to spare himself and his family the ordeal by asking Mr. Reagan to withdraw his name. Bork is getting advice from all sides. Supporter Strom Thurmond of South Carolina told him to see it through to the bitter end.
Advice worth a fight for principle is never lost.
GOP Senate leader Dole says he suspects Bork will hang in there through a floor vote. But Democratic critics like James Exon of Nebraska are urging a graceful withdrawal.
I respectfully urge Judge Bork and the president to come down from their defiant mountaintop and end the confrontation. They cannot win.
Bork advisor, attorney Leonard Garment, said the judge would continue only if the president and Republican Party agree to wage a full-scale national campaign for his confirmation. He's not willing to conduct a solitary crusade, says Garment, calling that quixotic and pointless. Correspondent Jacqueline Adams has the White House view.
Officials here say the ball is in Judge Bork's court. The president is committed to fighting for his nominee to the Supreme Court on the Senate floor, regardless of the bleak outlook for victory. But if Bork were to conclude that his nomination is doomed, if Bork were to ask that his name be withdrawn, Mr. Reagan's advisors sense that the president would go along. Mr. Reagan is expected to continue making statements in support of Bork's nomination. There's been no effort here to begin looking for a replacement. Assessments of Bork's chances are being made daily, with an eye on the ever-shrinking pool of undecided senators available for wooing. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, The White House.
2 minutes now past the hour.
If we could give you the keys and an open road, this magnificent machine would capture your soul forever. The Nissan 300 ZX Turbo, Nissan's latest development of the Z car that's been a driving legend for a generation. The Z is pure performance excellence. Powered by its 3-liter, 200-horsepower turbocharged fuel-injected Nissan V6, the Z asks only to show you what excitement, what exhilaration is. Leaning into a turn, the Z and the road become one as you feel the suspension stiffen, firm yet controlled. You're glued to the road by 16-inch low-profile radials, four-wheel vented disc brakes, a sure instant response. This is performance the way it was meant to be, the way it is in the Nissan 300 CX Turbo. Awesome. Special incentives to dealers from Nissan could help you save big at your Nissan dealer now. But hurry, time's limited.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
Republican presidential candidate Pat Robertson, who has made morality and family life major campaign themes, has confirmed reports his own son was conceived out of wedlock in 1954. Campaign spokeswoman Constance Snapp says Americans will understand.
This is a very personal thing. It certainly happened to a huge percentage of our population. I think it just demonstrates that Pat Robertson is human. He's never claimed to be otherwise.
Robertson will hold a news conference this morning in Philadelphia. Democratic presidential hopeful Jesse Jackson reportedly has been hired as a national advertising spokesman for a chain of business schools. The Allied Education Corporation featured Jackson in an ad in the New York Daily News yesterday, and a company spokesman said Jackson's also taped radio and TV spots. But the New York State Education Department, calling the ads misleading, has ordered them halted. Jackson is quoted in the New York Times as saying he agreed to the ads because they fit his theme of raising the self-esteem of young people. In the Persian Gulf, an Iranian speedboat questioned the skipper of a Japanese-owned chemical tanker today. After learning it was headed for Saudi Arabia, the Iranians fired at least one missile at the ship, sparking an engine room fire in which three crewmen were injured. Also today, Baghdad radio claims the Iraqi warplanes attacked a tanker near Iran's Karg Island and bombed Iranian troop positions along their central war front. Pentagon correspondent David Martin has learned Iraq is getting important logistic help from some Gulf neighbors.
U.S. sources say Iraqi warplanes have on several occasions used the airfields of friendly Arab nations while launching air attacks against Iranian targets in the Persian Gulf. In the latest incident, which occurred on Monday, an Iraqi jet landed in the United Arab Emirates after striking Iranian targets in the Strait of Hormuz. In earlier incidents, Iraqi planes have landed and refueled in Saudi Arabia after attacking targets in the southern part of the Persian Gulf. In each case, the Iraqi pilot apparently showed up uninvited, either low on fuel or with a mechanical malfunction. But U.S. officials say that no matter what the reason, direct involvement in offensive operations is a provocative step which could give Iran even greater incentive to launch an attack against Saudi Arabia or the United Arab Emirates. Although U.S. naval forces are officially in the Gulf to protect American flagged ships, an Iranian attack against one of the Arab states would dramatically increase the chances of U.S. involvement in hostilities. David Martin, CBS News, The Pentagon.
5 minutes now past the hour.
More people are talking about their Brinks home security system. Here's what they're saying.
Firemen told me that without the system, our house would have burned to the ground.
The ambulance was here fast, and my husband is alive today because of Brinks home security. When the intruders broke down the door, the alarm scared them away.
The police were there in minutes. Everything was all right.
Mom lives by herself. Brinks had the paramedics out to the house in no time. Thanks, Brinks.
We were so relieved. Brinks, I'm glad you were there when I needed you.
Make sure your home and family are Brinks secure. It costs only $19.50 per month for Brinks home security. Only $19.50 per month after a one-time connection fee of $195 for Brinks standard system. Call today, 1-800-457-0650. Brinks home security. Call 1-800-457-0650.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega speaks today to the United Nations General Assembly. He's expected to answer President Reagan's remarks yesterday on the Central American peace process. Mr. Reagan told the Organization of American States he supports the peace accord signed in August, but insisted on an extra condition, withdrawal of all Soviet and Cuban military advisors from Nicaragua. He also said he would continue to seek $270 million in aid for the Contra rebels. Ortega, through a translator, told CBS News,
"We're not going to arrange anything with that Contra leadership, which from very comfortable positions outside of the country are simply lining their pockets with this money and are interested in the war to continue."
Correspondent Juan Vasquez reports on the latest from Nicaragua.
In Nicaragua, Sandinista troops are pulling out of three military regions as a limited ceasefire goes into effect. The move is part of the Sandinista effort to comply with a Central American peace plan, an effort that President Reagan labeled a facade to fool international opinion. To Washington's dismay, it's winning some converts. Just a few days ago, 400 Mosquito Indians who fought for the Contras switched sides. The cornerstone of the Sandinista reconciliation plan has been the reopening of the opposition newspaper La Prensa. But the government claims that no matter what it does, the Reagan administration always wants more. President Reagan says there are 10,000 political prisoners in Nicaragua, that the regime stays in control only with the help of more than $1 billion a year in Soviet blockade. The Sandinistas contend the numbers are inflated and that in any case, such measures are necessary to defend their revolution. Juan Vasquez, CBS News, Managua.
Poland's leader, General Wojciech Jaruzelski, today opened a one-day meeting of the Communist Party's Central Committee to discuss a program of sweeping economic and social reforms. The BBC's Martin Sixsmith is in Warsaw.
The general knows that this will involve unpopular price rises, which have in the past led to violent social unrest. So he seems now to be sugaring the pill with previously unthinkable concessions to public opinion. The keynote document for the plenum speaks of measures to increase freedom of speech and association, including a relaxation of restrictions on unofficial organizations, and even the possibility of a directly elected second chamber for the national parliament. They are bold ideas, and it's not clear how many of them will be acceptable to the hardliners at this plenum.
Under the plan, some 4,500 party members would lose their jobs in the Polish bureaucracy. In the Philippines, President Corazon Aquino has left her fortified palace for a surprise visit to areas threatened by communist rebels. The government today offered a reward for the capture of the dissident colonel who led a coup attempt in August. The U.S. consulate in Lima, Peru was damaged early today by a bomb thrown by a suspected leftist rebel dressed as a jogger. It was the first such anti-American attack there in a year and a half. The dollar is generally lower today in Europe and Japan. The price of gold was fixed in London at $458.25 an ounce. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are off 5.38 at 2545.69. Big board volume, 30 million shares. It's 10 minutes past 7.
When you need a home loan, make sure you make all the right moves. Consider the advantages of getting your home loan from Great American First Savings Bank, like the advantage of confidence.
It makes me feel good to know Great American has been around for over 100 years, not to mention they have over $13 billion in assets. What I mean is, doesn't it make sense to get a home loan from a bank I have confidence in?
the advantage of variety.
Great American gave me choices I can live with. From a convertible mortgage that keeps the roof on payments to a bi-weekly mortgage that saves thousands of dollars in interest.
The advantage of expertise.
I dreaded the process, but Great American made it easy. Our loan officer was always available for advice, and she really knew her business.
If you need a home loan, don't make the wrong move. Come to Great American first. We'll help you make all the right moves. An equal opportunity lender. Member FSLIC.
The World News Roundup is sponsored by Nissan, who invites you to test drive a hot new Nissan car or truck and see why Nissan makes you feel like driving. And by Great American, your Advantage Bank. Discover Advantage Banking today. Good morning, Southern California. I'm Dave Zorn.
I'm Jack Salvatore.
KNX News Time, 7-Eleven.